It's difficult to believe, but this small and charming country still has a town crier. He's a happy but poignant reminder of long ago times, before they invented digital watches and exotic timepieces. There aren't many of these Vesta police left, as they are called, just this one. What is he saying? We'll find out when we come back.
This is Khalil Zagakini with your travel audio postcard.
What the town crier actually says depends upon the time of night.
The 9 o'clock one, which was the first one I was singing, is, it's reminding people that it's getting to be night, and then we are praying the Lord to protect the king in this country. And at 10 o'clock, I am telling people to go to bed, to obey the Lord, and to watch light and fire.
Most national capitals are macho places with statues dedicated to fiery orators and victorious warriors. Not so here. In this country's capital, there's a tall bronze figure of a slightly stooped, gentle-looking man gazing at the many passers-by. Instead of a sword or raised fist, he holds an open book in one hand, a tall hat and cane in the other. His finger marks the place in one of his stories.
Det var så dejligt ude på landet. Det var sommer. Kornet stod gult. Havren kom. Høet var rejst i stakke ned i de grønne enge.
For those who don't know the language, this is the Ugly Duckling.
It was so pleasant to be out in the country. It was summertime. The corn was ripe. And the hay was stacked down. And there the stork was walking around on his long red legs.
And the author, of course, is Hans Christian Andersen, the gentleman with the tall hat and book. Andersen was actually born in Odense, a town in Funen, on one of the two islands that make up this country. The other is Seeland and the Jutland Peninsula. Here in Odense, in the middle of a picture-perfect cobblestone-lined street, there's a museum dedicated to this perennial favorite of every child. The museum is like a trip back to childhood, with Hans Christian Andersen's sketches, memorabilia, and an atmosphere of wonder. There's more to this country than Hans Christian Andersen, of course. There's Tivoli Gardens, great cheese, and Queen Margarita. There are horse-drawn delivery wagons and a very liberal political tradition. This is the only Nordic country to be a member of the common market. Where in the world are we? If you haven't guessed by now, we're in Copenhagen, the capital of Denmark, a country of about 5 million people. Most people here speak English almost as easily as they speak Danish, and they love Hans Christian Andersen.
This is today's travel audio postcard, and I'm Khalil Zagakini.